Time to take a look at those airfare purchasing decisions with Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website. Motto, never overpay for airline tickets again. Great to have him back. FareCompare receives and processes fare information in real time, and they distribute it immediately. So if you're an airfare shopper, you get kind of a jump on things, and certainly they get a jump on some competing sites. So they also send alerts when prices are changing for specific flights as well. So if you want, if you put in for an alert, they'll alert you. Really glad to have Rick back with us. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon.
Well, what's the face of flying today?
Oh, you know, it's a little bit choppy right now out there. Prices are going up a little bit, but we have a few sales coming in today. Southwest launching a little 3-day sale that's being matched, so it's not a bad day to shop. Typically, Tuesday afternoon is the best day to shop for air travel.
Oh, and why is that?
Typically what happens is the U.S. domestic sales are filed on Monday evening, and then during the morning time, all the airlines start to match whoever decided to throw out a sale. So somewhere a little bit after lunchtime is when all the cheapest seats are in the marketplace, which is a great time to shop.
Well, we have every line filled with callers, so I'm going to go right to the phones. And Stephen in Madison. Steve, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I'm going to Ireland in June with a group, but I have to get my own airfare. But we have to fly into Shannon and fly back from Dublin, and I'm not quite sure what strategy to use to get this open jaw kind of fare.
Sure. You're flying out of Madison?
Well, out of Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah, Madison, so basically, you know, I'm assuming you're taking some sort of rail segment, right?
No, actually, this is an elder hostel, so we're on buses.
Okay, so you're going to be on buses. Okay, so typically what you have to do on a site is you have to look for what's called the multi-city option.
Okay.
Ireland right now is pretty cheap. It's probably the cheapest for summertime, even though summertime's pretty expensive right now. It's a little early to shop. But on the multi-city, it'll say, I want to leave from Chicago, go into Dublin or Shannon, and then I want to come back from Dublin or Shannon, whichever one is the opposite, and go back. And it's called a multi-city trip, and that's what you want to do to get a quote.
Okay, now are those more expensive than just a regular round trip?
No, actually what happens is you get half of the round trip price of a Chicago-Shannon trip and half of a round trip price of a Chicago-Dublin trip. So basically you're getting half the round trip price. So it's not any more expensive other than the fact that, and typically those two cities are the same price.
Okay.
All right, there you have it.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling. Now, he wouldn't be looking right now or looking...
You know, right now it's a little bit early. I'd go ahead and sign up for alert on our site for both Dublin and Shannon from Chicago so you can monitor the prices. But typically prices start to drop around mid-March to late March for summer travel.
And then to get your alerts, tell me again how to do that.
You just go to our homepage at Fare Compare and type in the city pair you want. And then just say, save my search, or there's a little email icon on the top right, and you can click that and enter your city pair.
All right. Let's go to Debbie in Two Harbors now. Debbie, hello.
Hello. I would like to go in March on a Saturday or a Sunday to Oaxaca, leaving out of Minneapolis. And I'm going to study at a language school, so I need to be there by Monday. And the school is Monday through Friday. And then my husband would like to meet me on the 16th. Of March, say, to leave on the 6th and come home on the 22nd, and my husband would like to come on the 16th. And so far, the fares that I've seen are like $750.
Yeah. Typically, what happens especially when you go to the smaller regional airports right now, the prices right now are really, there's no incentive to discount, and that it's not unusual to see $500, $600, $700 round-trip price. Is there any other city that's nearby that you can go to?
Well, I guess Mexico City, and then take a bus or something.
Yeah, so You know, what I would do right now, and you're getting kind of tight to the deadline too, because it's about what, 5 weeks out before you want to travel.
Yeah.
If you'll do this, if you'll send us an email to customer.service@faircompare.com and note the radio show, I'll have one of our specialists, and I'll take a look at it and see if I can't find you a better deal there. That's going to be a tough one. Typically, you're looking in that $500 to $700 range.
Okay. What time would be a better time of year to go to that place?
Typically, you know, that particular location from where you're departing from is usually very expensive, typically in the $400 to $700 range. So there's really not a great time of year. The off-season would be summertime.
Oh, it would?
Yeah.
Okay, and it was customer service@faircompare.com?
Customer.service, yeah.
Customer.service@faircompare?
Yeah, and then I'll take a look. And just mention it's the radio, and I'll personally take a look at it.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And David in Madison, we're on to you now. Hi, David.
Hey, thank you very much. I have to fly to Vancouver, B.C., and be there all day on Sunday, April 25th, so I need to fly on Saturday, come back on Monday, and I've looked at the fares, and they're pretty steep, about $700 through Minneapolis.
Let me take a quick look here.
And then if I want to go through Bangladesh or somewhere like that, or L.A. or Dallas, it's you know, you can save money, but I'd rather sacrifice a little for the convenience. But I guess my question is it better to wait? Is there going to be a fare drop before then, or am I getting too close to this?
Yeah, see, what happens, Canadian airfares change every couple of weeks, and they're typically dictated by United and Air Canada changing some fares. Like last week, I saw some big drops in Canadian airfare. You know, you're looking at that sort of high 500 range, low 600 range right now.
Oh, really?
Out of Minneapolis into Vancouver. What day were you leaving?
That's the two-stop choice through Dallas or L.A., which seems like an awfully long...
Yeah, so you're leaving out of, did you say Minneapolis, right?
Oh, no, Madison.
Oh, out of Madison, okay, that's why. It's a little bit cheaper out of, let's take a look here.
Going through Minneapolis adds some money.
Yeah, no, if you were departing from Minneapolis, typically it's about $150 cheaper. It's sort of the, what I like to call the $150 Madison surcharge.
Yeah,
yeah, it's in the high 600s right now. I think probably what you'll see on that particular trip, you know, you're looking at the end of April. I would go to our site, set up an alert. I think you probably can get that for the mid to high 500s in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, great.
So go ahead and set up an alert from Madison to Vancouver, YVR, and you should be able to get that price hopefully about $100 cheaper.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, David. Appreciate your call. And we have a couple open lines. We'll get you on at 1-800-642-1234. John in Schofield, up to you now. Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. We'd like to possibly go to Anchorage, like the third, fourth week of July. And we'd like to leave from Central Wisconsin Airport. CWA is the identifier.
Sure.
When would be the best time to start looking, and any good ideas?
Well, June, typically. You're going in June,
July.
Right? Did you say July?
Yeah.
June?
July.
July, yeah. Okay. That's running right now in the high $700 range to Anchorage right now. That's extremely expensive for a domestic trip. Mm-hmm. Although Anchorage typically is sort of priced more like Hawaii. I think at this point, what you should be waiting, the only sales we've seen so far this year are through May so far. So July is definitely not in the mix quite yet. I would wait until probably typically about 2 to 3 months is your best window.
Okay.
So you're looking at starting to shop, you know, in earnest in April.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure. All right. Thank you for calling. And Katie in Wauwatosa, on to you now. Hi, Katie.
Hi. We are going to be going, or I'm hoping to go, to Paris in July. There will be four of us, and we're visiting a boy that stayed with us last summer. My husband will not let me go unless the tickets are about $800 or less. So, and I can understand, because it would be very expensive. And then I'm just wondering if there's, like, if we could go directly, when do you suggest that we would try to look for those tickets? And then the other thing is that I'm not opposed to landing in London and then taking the train down to Paris. I'm not opposed to that either.
Right. There's a couple ways to do it. You know, right now ticket prices for the July time frame from Paris, even from gateway cities like Chicago and Minneapolis, are running in the $1,200 to $1,300 round-trip range. Now, one of the things that depending on how much you're going to pack, if you're a heavy packer, this doesn't work very well, but you can go out of Chicago typically into Dublin, for example, and then take Ryanair for, you know, a 10-pound airfare into an airport outside of Paris. So you can actually fly into Dublin and then catch Ryanair, which typically you'll see prices in that sort of 800 to 900 range for doing that. Historically, you would never see prices to Paris in July any less than $1,100. Last year was the first time in history we ever saw them in the $800 range, and that was when airfare prices were in a free fall. So you're going to have a tough time finding that $800 deal.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call.
I hate when we can't help find those cheaper deals in July, but that's just the peak time to Paris.
Yeah, that's really a peak time. Looking for airfare, here's somebody else, looking for airfare February 13th through the 22nd from either Milwaukee, Madison, or Minneapolis to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, no, I'd be buying right now. Southwest Airlines just put out an airfare sale, and I'd be looking out of Minneapolis, for example. They just fired off an airfare sale this morning and included Corpus Christi, so I'd be hopping on Southwest today.
All right, so get on Southwest. And let's see, what else have we got here? Oh, we've got lots of things that we can talk about here. And we'll get to those things in just a couple of minutes. Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO of FareCompare.com, as we talk with him about making your best airfare purchasing decisions. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about making your best airfare purchasing decisions today with Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you listening in. And again, if you're planning on a trip somewhere, give us a call with your question at 800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And callers online, let's go to Chris in Appleton who's been waiting. Chris, thank you for waiting. Hi.
Thanks. Hi, Larry. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. A friend and I are planning a trip to Kathmandu in June, and we're trying to figure out the best time to buy. I did try to do a fare compare alert, but ran into a little snag with my city of origin. I'm in Appleton, but we're willing to fly out of Chicago.
Out of Chicago. You can set up alerts for both. Typically, Chicago is going to be much cheaper.
Right. And we're looking at June 5th and coming back. You know, we're only flexible within a day or two, unfortunately.
Just
coming back about 2 weeks later.
Real quick. Typically, you'd go through Kathmandu, Chicago.
What I've seen is either, like, Chicago to Delhi, but those are even higher now.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of low-cost airlines also in the Middle East, like Air Arabia and Fly Dubai, where you can actually go to into Dubai and then take a low-cost airline over as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's one way to do it cheaply, depending on how much bags you check. You were going to what time in June were you going to go?
Leaving as soon as June 5th. That's the
June
first day. 5th.
Let's take a look here. Typically, that would range in the $1,300 to $1,500 round trip range.
Okay.
And typically, you're going to have to take two stops, even out of like Chicago.
Okay, I am seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, so there is a couple one stops. Let's see. Let's take a look on June 5th. It looks like if you want to go, and you're going to stay there how long? About a week?
About three weeks.
Let me put this out there. Typically what happens on those trips, you have a 30-day window for the cheaper prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should be fine there. I'm going to take a look while we're discussing this. Did you look out of Minneapolis as well?
I haven't. That would probably be an option too.
Right. Which is closer to you, Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah. We'll take a quick look. Yeah, it looks like that day is actually running right in the high $1,400 range.
Right.
Let's take a look and see. Yeah, that's on Air India right now through Delhi. And it's interesting. Yeah. Tell you what, if you'll send me a note to customer.service, this is one of those complicated trips where I think you can get in probably in the 1,200 to 1,300 range if we sort of arrange it around taking sort of two trips. Okay. Where you get a cheap trip from Chicago, sort of one-stop or non-stop, mm-hmm. and then, you know, from a location into Kathmandu on a low-cost airline.
That sounds great.
So if you want to save about $300 or $400 per person, I think if you just send me a note, I'll see if I can't gin you up a trip where it it's A, safe, and B, cheaper.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Right.
Thanks very much for calling, Chris. Appreciate it.
I just got back from Singapore this weekend, so I'm all up on that part of the world now.
Do you get to travel a lot?
You know, typically I take about two trips a month. So I've never been to Southeastern Asia before, but other than just sort of transiting through, so I had a good time there. I was actually at a low-cost airline conference there where there was over 120 low-cost airlines from the region there. So I'm real up on how to get the low-cost stuff now once you get over into Asia.
Let's go to Ellen in Big Bend next. Ellen, hi.
Hi. There's two grandmas with two 16-year-olds want to go to Rome this summer.
I think I may join you. I went last summer.
We're looking maybe to go to the end of July and then returning. We want to meet up with a tour.
Okay.
There's tours going every couple of days. So maybe looking like around the 24th of 23rd of July and coming back the 5th or 6th of August.
Sure. Let me take a look and see. Out of which city is your closest?
Milwaukee is good. Some of them actually live in Iron Mountain, Michigan, but that's probably not a good choice. Otherwise, we could go out of Chicago if there's a lot of savings.
Yeah, typically Chicago is going to be a little bit cheaper than Milwaukee. Let's take a quick look. How long are you going to stay? A couple weeks?
Yeah, 16 days. 16
okay.
days.
Take a look here. July is going to be tough into Europe, especially Rome and Paris, the two most expensive cities to fly into from the U.S., by the way.
Good bet.
So let me take a quick look. It's typically going to range right now, if you were to buy today, in the $1,300 range. But let's see what's out there right now. Yeah, it's all in the $1,400 range right now. You might want to wait a little bit. You know, the prices tend to drop around mid-August. So, you know, you're in high season. I expect, you know, that ticket price to range in the $1,115 to $1,350 range this year, just because they've cut back so many seats into Europe this year.
Oh.
So it's going to be tough to crack that $1,000 barrier. It's summertime to Rome, except for last year, I've never seen ticket prices under $1,100, except from the West Coast, from New York.
So how much do they drop in mid-August?
Typically, they drop about $300 in mid-August.
Okay.
Mid to late August. So you're going at the time, you know, in Italy, basically all the residents of Italy take the month of August off, most of them. And certainly the touristy places and a variety of other places are open as well. But they're all sort of on vacation. That's the month they take off on vacations. That's why it's cheaper.
Okay, now, if we added on the airfare to a tour, is that pretty reasonable usually? I mean, they've been quoting like...
Yeah, sometimes they can negotiate an airfare. Typically, they can negotiate it $150 to $200 cheaper if it's a big enough group,
okay.
and it's a tour operator that's actually chartering the flight. So it's possible to be a little bit cheaper if you're combining it with a hotel and a car or a tour. They tend to discount a little bit more. So it might be a better deal to go through that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. And got an email here from Catherine, who is flying from Minneapolis to Las Vegas March 25th and returning on March 29th this year.
Okay, let's take a quick look. Las Vegas has been unusually expensive this year. Let's see. Typically Las Vegas trips are three or four nights. So yeah. I'll just assume that.
March 25th to the 29th, yeah.
Okay, good. People typically get tired of the blinking and blooping after four or five days. We'll take a quick look out of Minneapolis and see. That trip, you know, typically, you know, historically would be under $200. Right now, on that date, it's running $289. Let's see which airline that is. Yeah, so Frontier actually out of Minneapolis, connecting in Denver. So, yeah, I would... It's a little bit high, but we're getting tight. I'd definitely buy that ticket within the next 2 weeks. Keep an eye on it. And, you know, the nonstops out of Minneapolis are Delta and Sun Country.
Okay.
And so you can get a nonstop on Delta for $300 round trip right now, which is probably not a bad deal.
All right. Then we have Cheryl, who wonders, when's the best time to shop for airfare from Milwaukee to Honolulu, leaving June 11, 12, or 13?
Interesting. Okay. That's actually, it's Hawaii's a little bit different because we see some Hawaii sales periodically that they run their dates all the way through summertime.
Okay.
Which is typically a little bit cheaper. So let's take a look right now and see what the price is. Let's assume that she's going to stay a week or so.
Yeah.
Approximately. You know, out of Milwaukee, typically that route would be in the $650 to $800 range.
Okay.
We've seen some cheaper prices into Honolulu. Yeah, right now out of Milwaukee in June, if you leave in early June, the first week in June, you can get in for $616, which is a pretty good deal out of Milwaukee. So if she leaves by on June 4th, let's see which airline that is. Yeah, it looks like it's a combination of airlines. So if you come to our site and just do a query on faircompare.com, she can get in the low 600s. If you go, it's going to be on a combination of airlines. It looks like United going and who's coming back. And it's a combination of United and Midwest.
Okay.
So that would be a pretty good trip for them to do, 616. I'd go out and buy that one right now. Actually, that's a great price for that time of year.
And Muriel emailed to say her husband, she and her husband, who are 69, want to travel to Taiwan for about 3 weeks next Christmas between December 12th and January 10th. Wanted to have a stopover somewhere for a few days to break up a long trip. Is this a trip we should plan with a travel agent, or can we do it?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough to do sort of multi-leg trips without a travel agent. I mean, to do them online, the online tools are just really not meant for, you know, I want to stop here for 3 or 4 days and then go to another place. Those are basically called circle trips.
Yeah.
And they don't make it easy for booking. Even our site doesn't have an easy booking path for that. I would definitely look with a good travel agent there, but I would cross-check with some online queries. The way those things are priced is you take half the round trip of, you know, let's say you were going into Taiwan, you would take half the round trip price into Taiwan, and then if you were going into, for example, Singapore or Kuala Lumpur or something like that, then it would be half that price as well. So you can sort of see what the going price is by querying each leg separately and taking half the price so you can cross-check your agent.
Okay. She says, we have passports, we'll need a visa and medical card, but will we need a visa and medical card for a trip like this?
Typically, you know, you have to look at your particular health insurance. You know, on those kind of trips, I think it's a good idea to go ahead and do travel insurance with some additional medical, and if you want to be evac'd out, you can pay a little bit more. I did that on my trip to Singapore. I think it cost an additional $35 or $40 for the trip, and I think it was well worth it.
Yeah, I had a friend who was in China and took the insurance ahead of time, the extra insurance, and it was a car accident, had to be medevaced out. It was a huge expense that wouldn't have been covered, but she had spent the few bucks for...
No, I think on those kind of trips, sort of any ticket, you know, where you're going to a place that you've never been before and the ticket prices are, you know, in the $1,000 to $1,500 range, that $40 to $50 fee for travel insurance is definitely worthwhile.
Let's go to Jim in Waukesha next. Hi, Jim.
Hello. My son and I are going on our annual backpack trip. This year it's to the Wind River Mountains in Wyoming. What's our best option to fly into Jackson, and when would be the best time to look?
Okay, so what time of year are you leaving?
July 9th to
July,
the 18th.
Okay. Which departure city?
We could do Milwaukee or Chicago.
All right. Let's try Milwaukee since that's typically, and we'll look in July real quick. For domestic air travel in general, you want to start shopping about 3 months before your departure. And shopping doesn't mean buying necessarily, it just means you sort of want to get the lay of the land. And in this particular case, let's see what the price is, Jackson is right now. For summertime, typically you would want to start shopping. Right now it's running in the low 400s round trip for the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably can get into the 350, 360 range probably within the next 6 weeks or so.
And is
so
there any advantage
I would just keep an
Chicago
eye on it. That trip should be in the mid out of Chicago or Minneapolis. You should be able to get, you know, 340, uh-huh. 350 if you bide your time. Right now, all the sales for airfare prices are through the end of May, so July is a little too early.
Okay. Thanks
right.
very much.
All sure. right. Thank you for calling. And Lois in Lake Geneva, hello to you.
Hi, Larry and Rick.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
This is perfect because I told my sister I'd be checking on airfares today.
well, now you get somebody to help.
Yes, yes. We want to go to London and Paris in May, and we could leave from Chicago or Milwaukee.
Okay.
And we want to stay 2 weeks.
Okay, let's take a quick look. Typically, that price, historically, I keep saying historically because last year we had some ridiculously cheap prices. Is around for May $750 to $850 round trip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There is a break point in mid-May when they start charging early summer rates. So let's see. It typically breaks in the middle of May. So if you go a little bit earlier in May, it's cheaper.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically you're looking at about $760 round trip as long as you leave before May 19th.
All right.
And it's a one-stop. And actually, let's see what the non-stops are. The non-stops, you can actually get a non-stop out of Chicago for $760 round trip right now out of Chicago to London. That's a great price right now compared to some of the other prices that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular carrier to look for that $760 price?
Yeah, let's take a look here. Say you were going to leave, like, on May 10th, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Chicago, it's going to be several carriers that are matching, but let's take a look mm-hmm. real quick and see which one this particular deal's on. Yeah, American, British Airways, and Continental and United all are at $760 round trip right now.
Is that something I should lock in now?
You know, at that price, it's not likely to go much lower than about $720 or so. So I would go ahead and lock it in. It's more likely to go up, especially with fuel prices predicted to be going either to $80 or $90 a barrel over the next month or two.
And that would be going to London?
Yes.
Yeah, London Heathrow through Chicago O'Hare.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I really appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Kathy in Delafield. Your turn. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. This is so great I get the chance to talk to you. This is the first trip I'm planning with my family out of the country. I've never traveled out of the country. This is all new to me. It'd be my husband and my four children, and they're all teenagers, you know, 16 to 22. And we are going to want to go to Belize.
Okay.
And it's a place we've always wanted to go, and I do have a down payment on a resort there. From June 28th to July 5th.
Okay.
Now, there might be some flexibility. We could leave a day earlier, or we could maybe, the resort said they would have openings after July 10th. I was shopping for fares, you know, this last week, and there was ones for 6:06. And then all of a sudden,
which city are you leaving?
Pardon?
Which city are you leaving from?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
That's what I was looking at. I actually tried Chicago at one time, and that was more expensive. But,
sure.
It's then when I checked last night, which I thought, well, I'm just going to get them at $606, and it's like everything went crazy.
It happens from time to time. The airfares change literally dozens of times a day.
Yeah.
And let's see. So you're leaving on, what do you say, June 28th?
June 28th.
28th.
We could leave the 27th, but, you know, that. And then we would need to then leave on July 5th. So
coming back on July 5th, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're looking in the low 600s. You have a one-stop on Delta right now that you can get on Delta's website through Atlanta.
Okay.
To Belize. Since it's your first trip out of the country, a couple tips. Do you have your passports yet?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great, because you don't want to wait to the last minute and pay an expedite fee to get your passports done. A lot of people forget about that.
Yeah, no, we do have that.
Yeah, no, you should be able to get in the low 600s into Belize right now on Delta. American's running 655, so either Delta or American, one stop, it's a pretty good deal, actually.
Now, when I went on last night, which made me kind of nervous, was I saw there was like one flight from Delta, but it's like any other flights, it took like 17 to 30 hours to get there.
Yeah, no. The problem is the connection time, right? Typically, out of the southern, southeastern part of the U.S., there's only a couple flights into Belize a day, mm-hmm. and typically that's either out of Atlanta or Charlotte if you're, you know, traveling on U.S. Airways. Right. So you end up with a long connect time.
Right. Now, this is January. We're not leaving till, you know, late June. Is this an okay time to buy tickets, or?
Yeah, it's not terrible. I mean, that $600 rate's not a terrible rate. It might, you know, on that particular route, we see, you know, the Caribbean, you know, sales periodically. I personally would wait a little bit because I think you probably could get it in the mid-500s.
Okay.
But I definitely, you're going to have a trouble with your connection time because of the lack of flights from Milwaukee in there. If you were going out of Chicago or Minneapolis, you might get a better connection time.
And we could do that.
So as long as you're not going out of Milwaukee, that's what I would try to do, is try to go out of a gateway that gives you more options into Atlanta or Charlotte or into Miami where American flies out of.
Okay. So
And that way you don't have that long wait in the airport.
Okay. So take a look at Chicago then.
Yeah, or Minneapolis, whichever's closer.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Diane in Ashland, on to you. Hi, Dan.
Hi there.
And
hi.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm so far away from any major airports. I'm thinking that Minneapolis to Spokane is the way I'm going to have to go.
Okay. Minneapolis
and
to
I need,
Spokane.
Yeah.
And when?
I need to go in August, about the 14th,
okay.
and come back on the 23rd.
Okay. Let's take a look at the prices now. Typically, you'll be shopping way too early right now for August. Typically, you want to start shopping in sort of the, you know, the early June time frame. It's running $300 right now round trip, which isn't terrible, but I think you probably could get that trip in the mid 200s if you wait probably another month or two to purchase.
All right. And Pat is traveling from Minneapolis to Munich the last week of April and returning from Oslo about May 24th.
Okay, let's take a look here. Again, that's
Better.
A multi-city trip.
Yeah.
And she's in April, and actually April's probably the cheapest right now out of there. Let's so take a look. Should be in the $700 range, approximately, $650 to $700. Oslo's a little more complicated to get back from, so it's probably going to add another $150 to the trip on the way back. So the total should be in that $750 to $800 range. Let's take a look and see what it's looking like to Munich in April. Unfortunately, computers aren't as fast as radio.
Okay.
So, but it should be in that $700 to $750 range. Again, prices jump on March 29th. That's when basically the end of winter prices jump for Europe. So if you leave before, you know, March 29th, you're going to save $200 to $300 round trip.
Okay.
And then the prices jump typically then in mid to late May. So those are your windows of time before you get hit by the summer rates.
All right. And again, your website again, faircompare.com, and if people want to get an alert, how do they do that again?
Yeah, so you just come to the homepage. You can type in the city pair into the search box and say, save my search. You can pick your days. We show you what prices and the best days to travel. Or you can click the little email alert icon in the top right, and it'll just ask you for the information. You'll put your email address in the two cities, and then we'll send you an email anytime the price drops.
And what's on your blog these days?
Oh, you know, we've been talking about security issues, of course. You know, we've had all sorts of security issues at the beginning of this year. Traveled to Europe, you know, with some heavier restrictions. We've had airlines raising bag fees again for the fifth time in the last 20 months.
So those are some of the things.
Yeah, so, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, travel is much more expensive this year than it was last year, so a lot of people are complaining. And last year, tickets were cheap, but nobody had any money to spend. This year, it looks like there's a little more disposable income, but the ticket prices are much higher. So, there, you know, there's always,
always
say that there's, you know, 100% of the people want the cheapest price. Only about 10% are going to get it. So,
and there you go. Rick, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Stay with us on the Ideas Net.